Self-Care for the Sensitive Soul by James Van Prague. This is your time now just to relax and just to be. Because when we're able to relax and just let ourselves be in flow, the mind opens up to the magic of who we are. It helps remind us of our truth. So wherever you are, just find a place to relax, whether it's a chair or lying down on a bed or the floor, doesn't matter. Just a place for you to relax. The intention is that you are going to take care of your sensitive self. As you find your place to relax, just close your eyes gently and be mindful of the breath. The breath is a gift from God, for the breath sustains our lives. So just breathing in through the nose and gently out the mouth. And as you breathe in through the nose, try to smell the air all around you. Is there a taste? Is there a perfume? Is there a color? Describe that air as you inhale. Just in your own senses, describe what that seems like, feels like, looks like, that breath, that gentle breath as you inhale. That beautiful breath, that awareness into every part of the body. And as you exhale out of your mouth, you release and let go of that which no longer serves you. Just a few gentle breaths. And be mindful of your feet and the toes, the ankles, the legs, upper thighs, the hips, the pubic bone, the back, the lower back, the belly, your solar plexus area, your mid-back, your chest, your upper back, throat, the back of the neck, and now the face, the chin, the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the head area, the back of the head area. Just being mindful of those spaces of your physical body with the breath. Good, good. Every time we bring awareness to each part of the body, it becomes alive. There's an awareness, there is acknowledgement that this part of the body is alive. So now I'm just going to ask you whether to visualize, imagine an experience that you've had many, many times. Imagine that you're lying in a bed, maybe covered with beautiful blankets that are so smooth as if you're in this sleep, a light sleep. You don't want to wake up because you're having such a nice time sleeping or a light dream. One of those spaces where we've been before. Just put yourself back and try to be there. Whether it's for imagination or feeling, doesn't matter. Just relax into that feeling. Continuing the breath. And each time you take in the inhalation, you're gently guiding that body back into this space, back into this memory, this relaxation, completely aware of yourself, but so relaxed and so gentle. Good. And now, as you lie there, feeling lovely and wonderful, I would like for you to imagine that above you, beyond even the ceiling of your room, there is this force, this light, this lovely, beautiful light force, if you will, spinning above the top of your room, all the way into the sky. This light, gold light, almost like a tornado, but not a violent tornado, a loving, happy, beautiful, and peaceful balance surrounding. It's as if it's a beautiful dance of life, and you seem to be drawn up into this light. Slowly, slowly and steadily, you're drawn up into this light, whether it's through your mind, your light body, doesn't matter. Just have this sense that there's a magnetic pull, a connection to this upper sphere of light. And soon you find that you're dancing, even though you're still lying down, you're just dancing, the body is dancing, the light body above the body is dancing, being drawn into this beautiful light, this golden light. You are now bathed and fully surrounded in this light as you're floating above the body, going closer and closer to this light. The closer you get with your imagination, your feeling to this light, it sends you a sense of peace, of oneness, of love. You, the sensitive soul, can even feel this light, this purity, this beauty, stronger than most. So now is your time to be basked in this light, letting cleanse you from top to bottom, cleansing you, making you feel joyful and happy, peaceful. And just be with that for a few moments. Good. Good. And now try to imagine that all around you, there is this white feeling, this gold feeling of light all around you. You're standing on top of clouds, and this light is all around you. And then above you, even further, you see a being of light. And this could be your higher self, your spiritual self, which is the exact replica of you, but pure, not saddled down with judgments and limitations of the mind, but pure in its being, pure in its awareness of its God light, of its pure love. This being, this divine self, your higher self, asks you now to come up to its level, come up to its level of pureness and light and unconditional love, without limitations, without fears. But part of you, inside your mind, doesn't think it's possible because you're holding on to too much, because you sense that you are very sensitive to other people's energy around you. There are strings and there are pulls. There are ties that bind you to the earth. Become aware now, as you stand at that cloud, that there are indeed some strings, some threads that bring you down to the earth, that are connecting you to the earth, and it seems as if you can't let them free. You can't separate yourself. You cannot release yourself from these binds, these threads, these ropes. I want you now to imagine that these cords, these bonds, these ropes, which hold you to the earth, hold you down from the best you can be. Each rope, each cord is a person in your life, a situation in your life that you've given too much of yourself. You've enveloped yourself into that situation, into that person's life that holds you back from being the best you can be, that takes away your power. So each cord that you're aware of is where you've taken away your power. You've let your power go because perhaps you thought you had to give more love in order to be loved. You had to love yourself, where it starts taking away from your own well-being. So be aware of all those cords, all those ropes, all those entanglements from other people who are holding you back from experiencing going up to that next level of purity, that next level of light. That next level of pure being. Good. And as you see the people's faces, or you see the situations, or you see where you've given too much, just send out love there. Say, I learned a lesson. I release that lesson, release that cord now. Release that energy from my space now. And just watch that tie. Watch that cord. Just be released. Just be freed up. Freed up. And it frees you up. It just frees you up. Good. Good. Great. Each cord go to. Be mindful mostly. It's usually family or friends or workers, employees that hold you back Because you're the sensitive soul, you've brought through so many people into that space. They've pulled your energy like psychic vampires. Now is time to release that energy. Release that energy from you. Release those cords, those ropes, those entanglements, and send them back to the originator with love. So you can be free again. And those cords are released, almost like stardust being pulled back. Being pulled back. Good. One, and just go around the entire body. Many times the entanglements, the cords, are in the emotional centers, the heart, the solar plexus, the belly button, the second chakra area, because we want to give so much, but we need to learn, even being a sensitive being, that no one has the right to take away our own power just because we are sensitive beings. We have to be in control of our energy. And then we immerse ourselves now into the light of ourselves, the trueness of ourselves. As we release those cords, look all around you now and see that each one of those cords are released. The energy goes back to its originator. And as you are doing that, I want you to repeat verbally this energy, these words, and bring this energy into your heart. I am love. I am sensitive. I am pure. I am love. I am sensitive. I am pure. I am love. I am sensitive. I am pure. And as you do that, immediately this beautiful white envelope of light surrounds you, helps you to bask in your own love, your own purity, and you find now that you are up on the same level with your higher self, melding into one with your higher self. Feel the wisdom, feel the knowledge. Feel the connection as you blend into your higher self and all the perfect, beautiful, loving qualities that create your soul you are now aware of. You now have safe boundaries around you. You have love all around you. You cannot change another person's life. You cannot force them to be something that they're not. But what you can do is you are in control of how you respond to their energy into your space. Will you allow that space to have their energy or will you not? Be very mindful now. You will, from this point forward, be mindful of whose energy comes into your space. Being a sensitive soul, you're allowed to have this white envelope of light surrounding you. Good. Good. Take a deep breath. Release. A deep breath. Release. A deep breath. And release. Good. And when the time is right, just for you, just find yourself back on the floor, on the chair, wherever you are, and being mindful yet again of your feet, your toes, your legs, your thighs, your buttocks, pubic bone, your stomach, your lower back, your solar plexus, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your throat, your head, your ears, chin, teeth, lips, nose, eyes, top of the head. You are a child of light, soul light, and you are unique. You are a sensitive being. Take care of this beautiful self. And treat it well, as if you are glass. Make sure you're always shining, and take time to cleanse that glass. And so it is.